Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, suggested injecting people with disinfectant and hitting the body with a very powerful light that could kill the coronavirus in a bizarre White House briefing outburst. He raised the possible treatments after a government homeland official revealed the results of tests that showed sunlight and UV rays helped kill the coronavirus.
This guy is a national nightmare. He says it's just a hunch. I'm not a doctor, but it's just a hunch. What an irresponsible thing for him to do. It's extraordinary that he gets up there. He is contradicted by his own experts. It's hard to know what his game is. What is he trying to say? He knows Fauci and the others, even the CDC guy who has always been, you know, very compliant, let's put it that way, and BRICS, who has been shaking her head in agreement with the president behind him so often, they're all opposed to what he's saying. Now, how does that play with his base? I don't get it. Obviously, he thinks he's got a rationale for doing that. He thinks, I suspect, that they knew and they elected him the first time, although we've discussed many times that 3 million votes extra that went to Hillary Clinton. But he wins the election, and he says, I won it by being a contrarian. So now I'm going to be a contrarian, and I'm going to keep that 40% of the population with me by being a contrarian. It's the only thing I can think of, but it is so spectacularly wrong for him to do. He's the president of the United States. When he says something like that, somebody's going to go out and do that and harm themselves. When he says a drug will help and the tests show that the drug will kill, once again, we put people in jail for murder. This is in so many ways much worse than one person doing a murder, although that's terrible. There's no question about it. So when you look at him and you see this kind of irresponsible action, you just shake your head and say, how could this nightmare have happened?
Maybe it's a good thing, Alan, that there's a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll that finds few Americans trust President Trump's information on the pandemic. Just 28% of Americans say they're regularly getting information from Trump about the virus.
Well, David, that's down from 33. So, you know, you have a 5-point jump and downwards in trusting the president. So it's not working. Now, look, this is a guy who goes ahead and starts talking about how we have to open things up. We've discussed this many times. He knows that if the economy is non-existent, that he cannot be president again. He cannot. We know that from the experience in American Times, you know, Herbert Hoover and all the others who, if things are bad, you're not going to get reelected. So the polls are now showing Biden ahead in the states where Trump won. And Biden, he comes out and suggests that this president, which is something that many of our listeners have suspected for a long time and been writing me about, many of our listeners know that he's going to, if he thinks he's going to lose, and he has so much to lose, not only politically, but then he has to worry about nobody being allowed to come after him judicially because of some lie that they made up in the Justice Department that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted, you know, or as Trump once said, I could kill somebody on Fifth Avenue. You know what? If 28% only trust the president, which is an incredibly low number, if that is the case, you better believe that the 40% will begin to wither. And that's why Biden is winning in all of these crucial states. And now Biden is saying quite correctly, and I think it's about time, that this president is going to try to do something with this election. I truly believe that's the case. Now, it's firmly enshrined in American law. The Congress would have to go along with it. And if he tries to do it, it would truly be what everybody's worried about all along, a putsch. In other words, it would be truly a attempt to take over the government as a president. And if that happens, I think there will be a certain amount of political chaos. And the Congress will certainly not go along with it, not the House of Representatives, and I doubt the Senate.
Well, let's go to the House. They've approved the aid package as staggering unemployment hits the states. Governors and mayors from around the country, says the New York Times, have been pleading with Washington for aid to help them keep workers on their payroll. But Congress didn't provide money for state governments in the $484 billion aid package that the House passed Thursday. The House also voted to create a special committee to investigate the Trump administration's pandemic response.
And all of that bad news is made even worse by Mitch McConnell, of all people, saying if the states can't make it, they should go bankrupt. First of all, they can't. But second of all, it is the height of I don't care irresponsibility, right? And the idea that this just keeps going further and further downward is beyond belief. Cuomo's absolutely right. The states provide essential services, anything from schools on. The states are basically spending more than they can budget, than they're allowed by law to budget. Certainly that's true in New York. And the Congress has a responsibility for getting some money to the states. According to Cuomo, Trump says in the next time they'll do it. I have my doubts because he is a liar and he's lied many times.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. We'll still continue to do our work, get this information out to people who need it, and this family of WAMC, there's nothing like it.
You know, David, I've been thinking about that a lot. There's not much anybody can do to stop the virus. We've got a president who's off the rails. We've got a Congress which won't do what it's supposed to do. We've got Mitch McConnell with his wife in the cabinet, totally compromised. But in the end, we have this radio station. We all have each other. I'm going slow when I say it, but the one thing that they're saying as people are isolated is you can't be isolated. The more you have interaction, the better you are. You have interaction with this radio station, and now more than ever, you put something in by going to WAMC.org and you keep this station alive, and boy, that is what we need to do right now. I wouldn't tell you if it weren't true. We need you, and we need you now. Go to WAMC.org and put something in.